Welcome to the Creating Eden podcast. I am your host, Eden Elizabeth. This podcast is a space of storytelling, truth-telling, raw and honest expression. Vulnerability is not only welcomed here, but it is celebrated. In this space, we honor the messy, the real, the authentic, the too much, and everything else that makes us human. Here, you get to witness real-time emotional and energetic processes that give you a peek into my own personal practice and the work that I do with my one-to-one private mentorship clients. Thank you for being here, for witnessing, and receiving.
Hello, hello, friends. In all honesty, as per usual, I have no idea what is about to come out of my mouth. All I know is it will be real and raw and honest and potentially emotional and vulnerable and all of the things that I value. So, buckle up. We just arrived home from visiting my family on the coast for 2 weeks, spending the holidays with my family, and it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful, and I'm so grateful that we went, and just seeing my daughter with her cousins, and yeah, just the love that they have for each other, and hugging and kissing each other and playing and fighting and crying, and you know, yeah, it was really wonderful, and I am so, so grateful that we got the opportunity to go and spend the holidays with them, because the last 2 years, we've just been, Florian and I, and last year was, you know, I was early postpartum, so, yeah, it was really a nice change, and like, Florian's first big family Christmas experience, and that was really wonderful to witness him and the joy and like childlike wonder and experience in that. So yeah, I feel really nourished by that. I needed that family cup to be filled, and it really, really was. It is. And I have also been navigating like the worst heartbreak that I have experienced. And I've been in this place of softening it or invalidating it, invalidating the depths of my pain in this experience because it's with a friend and not a man. And I shared just like 2 story slides about it, and already received handfuls of messages from women saying, nobody talks about this. Like, this is not talked about enough. And as I do, when I feel, at least in my circles and where, you know, I'm kind of interacting with people, my own echo chamber, let's say, my circle, my corner of the internet, the world, when I am not seeing something talked about or hearing something talked about in the light that I wish that it was, or as much as it could be or should be, or you know, I see the need and I step up and talk about it. So yeah, that's I guess where I want to go with this today, because let me tell you, it just feels like too much to hold and to carry and to experience, and it's making me question all of the times in the past where I thought that I was heartbroken by this man or that man or whatever. And I'm like, no, I don't think that that was hurt. And it was pain, but I don't think that actually cracked me open in the way that this is cracking me open or has cracked me open. Now it continues to crack me open. I'm a crumbling mess over here. I am an absolute crumbling mess. And there's the hurt so good part of my soul that knows that this is for me and knows that I chose this and knows that this was written before I took my first breath. And then there's the human part of me that's like, what the fuck is going on? What is going on? Is this even real? Like, I've found myself rereading messages just to remember that it's real because it came, it just like blindsided me so much that I'm like, surely that can't be real. Like, I was living in such a different reality. Oh, and you guys, the worst and the best part about this is how absolutely humbled, on my knees, like third eye to the ground, sobbing, humbled I am by this experience. And there's a part of me still. There's a part of me still. That squirms in my body to or from admitting to being humbled. Like that little sliver of ego that's like, no, 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 don't let go. But I am, like, I am so humbled by this. And in round one of Holy Body, I redid my core values exercise because I hadn't done it since 2020. And it's week four of Holy Body. There is a core values kind of workshop, let's call it a workshop, before we get into activating your self-expression. You have to know your truth, right? You have to know your values. You have to know what fires are lit inside of you, right? And that's where you're pulling from. So I redid my core values. I chose new core values because the ones that I had chosen in 2020 is just how I live my life now. Everything about those core values, my external world reflects back to me. And that's how I know I'm, you know, living externally in alignment and internally, right? Your internal world reflects outwardly, your outternal external world reflects internally. And so when what I'm feeling internally or how who I feel I am internally is reflected outside of me, that's like nail on the head alignment, right? And like they feel easy. They just feel part of me now. So I was like, I'm gonna choose some new ones. Like, what feels true for me now after the last 2020, 21, 22, 23, 24, after the last 5 years of, you know, growing into these values, which were vulnerability, authenticity, community, and connection. After the last 5 years of growing into and then fully living in those values, like, who am I now? What do I value now? And one of the values that I chose is humility. And I just laugh because it's the same as when I chose my first set of core values to start living by. It was like, I am not living in alignment with this. Like, I think I shared, I don't even know if I've shared this. I've shared pieces of it on Instagram this year, but in the summer, I had an experience with a sister of mine of me going to her at Earth Daughters, just humbled, sobbing, heart open, on my knees, apologizing to her for the way that I was in relationship to her, and the way that I closed off and ended our relationship, and how just unjust and unfair it was for her. And I came to her in a humble way, and then she said, I really felt the humility, and that triggered the fuck out of me at the time. And then my husband was like, yeah, I really feel this humbling. And I got so triggered because I was like, I don't want to be humbled. I have nothing to be humbled about. Like, I did everything right. I'm right, you know? Just this deep desire to be right. And so I chose humility because I want to be humble. I want to value humility. I value it in others. So why is it harder, you know, to show up humbly in humility by myself? So anyways, humility. And this whole experience, I think there's a little part of me that wants to not share because I'm scared that you're going to see the wrongness of my past actions. And that part of me that desperately wanted to be right, to be seen, to be heard, to be understood, to be validated. She feels threatened by humility. She feels threatened by, you know, people seeing her as wrong. And now I'm in this experience where I'm like, girl, maybe wrong isn't the right word, but not right. No, I don't know. I don't even know the word. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. Just learning and fucking messy. Fucking messy. And harmful. So, yeah, last year, around this time, I cut off a friendship through a voice note without really giving my friend the opportunity to converse with me, to share her side with me, to share her pain, her hurt with me. Because at the time, I could not hold the, like, my nervous system could not hold the amount of discomfort and dysregulation that was needed in order for me to navigate those conversations with her. And so I shut it down and I closed it off. And now, after a year of me fully devoted to building resilience in my nervous system, I am now on the other side of that experience. And it feels so shitty. It feels so shitty to know that the way that I'm feeling now, the grief and the heartache, like, I don't even feel like these words actually do justice to the physical sensations and the emotions that I'm actually experiencing. Oh my God, I'm gonna be like, yeah, just like really, really raw and honest. I actually have not, let's say, lost control of myself, my emotions, in this way since I was like drinking a bottle of wine every day. In like toxic relationship patterns and behaviors, and I have not lost my shit like this and been unable to hold myself while also experiencing the pain. There's once that this happened, where I just fully lost it, and that was when I learned that, another dear sister was going through just a horrific loss and trauma. And I got so angry. Like, my mama bear switched on for the sense of betrayal I feel in, how do I say this? Like, for my daughter, like I'm completely projecting, right? Like, I don't know if my daughter will even acknowledge or know or notice that this friend who was such a key woman in her life up until this point is now not gonna see her again. Is now not gonna be coming over, calling herself auntie. So full like projection of betrayal. But I'm like putting myself in my daughter's shoes and being like, oh my God, like you wanted her to call you auntie. You called yourself auntie to her and you didn't even mention her. Or like, I opened myself, and this I'll get into as well, but like just the absolute vulnerability that I opened. What the fuck did I just say? The absolute amount of vulnerability, or the, I don't know, I was vulnerable as fuck. I let this woman into my birth space when I wouldn't even let a midwife or a trained professional into my birth space, into my postpartum, like immediate 15 minutes after birth postpartum space. And so I know that it's not my daughter that feels betrayed, but it's me. But that mama bear that's like, oh my God, like I let you in. You were the first one to hold my baby. Like all of these moments, and just like my mama bear came on, and thank God for my husband. Oh my God. Oh, he's such a king. Oh, he's incredible. I'm so insanely grateful for him. Just holding me like he did while I was birthing our daughter, just holding me, holding the space while I absolutely raged, foaming at the mouth, raged. Ooh, that feels like so edgy to share with you. But like, I turned into an animal. Like, I was no longer this woman that you're hearing speaking from this grounded, centered space. Like, I was losing my shit. Shaking, trembling, spitting, slobbering, foaming at the mouth, like, with this feeling of betrayal and like need and desire to protect my daughter from that. So yeah, like heartbreak does not do that experience, those emotions, justice. And I don't know if I have language for it. And I'm sure it'll come. And if it doesn't, that's okay too, but and if you have like a thought of like what that mama bear rage could be called, like please tell me. It's just primal, so primal. So let's talk about this vulnerability piece. When I think about the last couple of years of my life, being pregnant, birthing my daughter, being postpartum, my blessing way, the closing of the bone ceremony, my tiny, tiny in my living room marriage ceremony with my husband. Like, she was always there. And sometimes she was the only one there. And, you know, I'm trying to not, like, speak from the hurt, you know? Yeah, the hurt's here and it's alive, but it's not in the driver's seat. But I just feel like I was so, like, the most vulnerable I had ever been with any woman. And so I find myself, like, thinking back to all of these moments, angry and so deeply hurt and feeling so betrayed because I opened up. And this is why I don't think that I've ever actually experienced heartbreak before, because I have never been that vulnerable before. I had been the one to end friendships, to walk away, to not give the other person even an opportunity to have a conversation with me, to withhold truths for I don't even know how long. Years, to let resentment build. Like, I had been the one to do that, and then to come out of nowhere and say, I don't want to be your friend anymore. Here's all my boundaries. This is not up for discussion. Like, and so to have that flipped back on me is just laughable and gut-wrenching at the same time, because I can see so clearly the woman that I was and how I used to be in relationships with other women. And, you know, the friend that I had most recently cut off and then approached her humbly, like, her heart, her capacity for forgiveness is admirable, and I hope to learn from her, because obviously right now I'm in the depths of my shit. I'm in the depths of my pain. I am nowhere near like, forgiveness does not exist in my, like, energetic field right now. F, just the F of forgiveness doesn't even exist in my field yet, you know? But who knows, in a month's time, in 3, 6, 12 months' time, whether that's, like, direct forgiveness or not. I hope to learn from her. Because of her forgiveness, I was able to learn from my mistakes and the messiness and the harm that I caused in friendships, not just with her, but with women before her as well. This is feeling really nourishing to speak out loud and share with you. And, you know, there's little parts of me that are like, am I allowed to say this? Am I allowed to speak about my experience like this? And, like, yeah, girl, speak. But it's because of this friend who was so open to forgiveness that I got to learn and actively learn how to be in conflict in sisterhood. How to sit in that messiness together, how to say the wrong thing, how to hurt feelings, how to sit and witness the pain pouring out of a woman. And I was the cause of that pain. I was the source of that pain. it being my fault, and like sitting and watching the tears stream down her face and her heart laid on the table. And me have to sit and look at all the shattered pieces and feel how fucking uncomfortable that made me feel. But it's because of her willingness to walk this path with me that I got to learn that. And of course, you know, like I opened myself to humility as well, even with resistance, right? Even with not liking it, even with squirming and wanting to climb out of my skin, I still said yes. So, it's really, like, crazy, but not. Like, it's just divine that I find myself on the other side of this experience, because it's one thing to sit and witness pain that I've caused and to hear it, and it is a whole nother thing to feel it myself. And of course, our experiences are different because we're different people and, you know, the exact situation is different and all of the things, but being in it, it's so wild to be holding both perspectives at once. The perspective of, holy shit, I don't think I'm okay. Like, how am I going to survive this? How am I gonna get up and get my daughter dressed and fed? And, you know, mother her all day when I'm so broken. And like, not broken in the way that like, oh my God, there's something wrong with me and I need to fix it, but just like cracked the fuck open. Like glass shattered on the floor. Accidentally stepped on it, glass stabbing my foot, blood everywhere. Like, that's what I feel like. Like, how am I supposed to get up and just keep going? You know? I have to, you know? I can't just lay in bed all day and neglect my daughter. Or I won't. And I'm really grateful for my husband when I had that, like, the day where the message came in that was like, you know, the full cut off. Don't reply to this. When I was like spiraling, we also were getting ready to go on a flight, like bags packed, waiting for our ride. And I'm like, I need to get dressed. How am I gonna get dressed? I can't stop crying. I can't stop throwing myself on the floor, sobbing. Like, and Florian was just like, you free birthed our daughter. You can do this. Pull yourself together. And I'm so grateful because I did. I went to the washroom, I washed my face, and I looked at myself in the mirror, and I was like, oh yeah, I did. Like, I free birthed my daughter. I birthed my daughter. I sat in that experience of labor and birth and postpartum, but like that labor and birth part, thinking like, oh my God, this is gonna kill me. And it didn't, and here I am. And so I was like, okay. I pulled myself together, you know? And this is not like a avoid your feelings kind of thing. This is like a, we have shit to do. We have somewhere to be. Pull yourself to fucking together. You can break down once we're on the plane. Which didn't even happen. But anyways, that's a story for another day. Our flight was canceled. We had to take a 4-hour bus ride to Kelowna and get a different plane the next day. So yeah. It's so wild to hold that experience of just the deep hurt. And also hold the perspective of like, oh my God, I kind of, you know, of course it's all projections as well, but like, I kind of understand why you did this, because I used to do the exact same fucking thing. And then this, the other perspective of, oh my God, this is how bad I hurt women that I did love and do love, women that I was in friendships with, in relationship with, women who called me their best friend, who I called them my best friend, women who called me a sister. And so, like, the multi, like, faceted nature of this experience for me, it's a trip. It's such a trip. And I just find myself, like, riding the waves, you know? There's literally nothing else I can do but ride the waves. And I need to make a note for myself, but I will share another podcast at some point. I'm just really feeling that this is going to be my, just like where I pour myself in this season, because there's so much left unsaid and I feel like I have nowhere to put it. And that's not true. You know, I have gorgeous, gorgeous friends who are like, oh, just so good to me and holding me, and my husband holding me, and also myself holding me, you know, claiming that space for my own process. And I've been like staying up because I can't sleep because there's so much anxiety in my body and just like that just gut-wrenching heartbreak where I'm like, I can't sleep. Like, I cannot turn myself off enough to go to sleep. Some nights, not all nights. But I've just been, like, writing endless poetry. Right? And, you know, just channeling that. But this feels like such a nourishing way for me to speak and share my hurt and my pain that I can't share with her. And so, yeah, I will share more. I kind of forget what I initially was going to say, what I would share. I got lost in like, oh, I'm going to write myself a note. And now I'm like, what was that note supposed to say? But yeah, just share more about my processes and how I'm actually processing, how I'm actually processing this. And I'm writing myself the note now. So anyways, that's where I'm at. I took most of the month of December off of social media. I'm not gonna lie, this blindsided heartbreak rocked me and like really showed me where, you know, it's really easy to just turn to food for discomfort, for comfort, or like, ooh, I'm gonna go on social media even though I said I was gonna take a break, and like, okay, sue me, I re-downloaded Instagram a few times and scrolled for a few minutes. Sue me. You know, but yeah, the vision that I had for my social media break, it was great. The first like couple weeks, great. I was just like, oh, so present with my daughter, with my husband in our home, with myself. I was crocheting and listening to audiobooks and just like had so much more capacity for life. And then this whole thing happened and I went to my family's for the holidays, and super busy, and yeah, and just feeling like it was so much easier in that environment to, and with that, you know, undercurrent of this unresolved conflict and pain. But yeah, I didn't feel like I could be as present as I was prior to, and that's okay, but I said, I was like, oh yeah, find me on my podcast and my email list. Did I record a single podcast? No. Did I write a single email? Also, no. And returning back to home, our home, and we're going to be anchoring back into our rhythms here and like my workflow as I prep to launch Holy Body for the second time. Yeah, I'm really, really feeling that this space is going to become more alive again. And I don't know. This is like a battle I always have in my mind. It's like, oh, do I just share it? Like when I record a podcast, do I just share it? Or do I hold them and like share them? Like wait till I have like consistent, like, 5, 10 podcasts recorded and then share them weekly like I was doing before. What do I do? I don't know. I don't know. I always go back and forth. Right now, I think like I just need to chill the fuck out and stop trying to make everything perfect and stop being like, oh, it has to be this way. Like, okay, what if it's messy? What if I post this podcast next week? It's Thursday right now. What if I post this podcast on Tuesday, on Monday, whenever I want to post it? Share it, post it, share it, launch it. Publish it, whatever the word is. Like, what if I, and then don't share anything for 2, 3 weeks? Like, okay, then just share. It's like Instagram. I'm never like, oh, I need to post this today and I need to make sure I have this many posts before I can post. Like, I just go with the flow intuitively. Sometimes I have 5 posts ready to go in my drafts. Other times I don't post for like 3 days. Sometimes I'm just on my stories, you know? So, yeah, I think that I'm inviting the messiness and inconsistency. I don't know if I want to call it inconsistency, but like, yeah, just the messiness and fluid nature. That is me as a woman, as a creator, as, I don't know, a storyteller. Like, just let it be fluid. Let it be messy. Fuck it. Let it be inconsistent, you know? So, yeah, I'm hoping my intention is that this place is going to feel more alive because I feel like I have a lot to pour into this space. In the coming weeks. Yeah. I feel pretty complete. Oh, my heart just feels so much lighter. Yeah, it feels so good. To pour it somewhere else other than into my husband's lap. And I'm sure that probably feels really good for him too, to get a little break from listening to me cry or be angry or be petty. Oh, okay. No, last piece. Pettiness. I don't even know if I'm using the word correctly. But like, I have been. There's just such a deep-rooted pettiness alive within me. And it's really interesting. It's really interesting to navigate and like hold space for it because I'm like, I'm obviously, well, I don't know, obviously to me, maybe not obviously to anybody else, but to me, I'm obviously not going to act on my pettiness, but there's this part of me that's like, I just need to say the petty thing. I need to get the remark out so it can stop living and breathing inside of me and it can go where it's needed, you know? And I've been very intentional about when I'm expressing, and this is what I'll go further into in a different episode at some point. Like, I've been really intentional about like when I'm expressing anger, rage, and hurt, and I'm allowing those emotions to have a voice, and I'm speaking from those places, or I'm moving from those places in my process, right? I've been very intentional about like, where am I actually sending that energy? And for me, I'm sending it down into the earth. I'm giving it to her as an offering. Because energy is real and energy is powerful, and I don't want that energy directed at anybody. You know, I'm walking this path that I'm walking because I'm trying to cause less harm. You know, so it's been really interesting to hold that part of me, and also this like pettiness that's like, do all these petty things, and I'm like, oh, that would feel so good in the moment, but obviously no, I'm not going to do that. But yeah, like, oh my God, I'm like, I used to think being like a conscious human was like this idea of being perfect, like never getting angry, never getting upset, always being like, I see you, I feel you, I have so much compassion and understanding for you. I can separate my pain while holding that compassion for you. I used to think that was like the ultimate enlightened being, and that was what I was striving to be. And now, oh my God, that is so far from who I'm trying to be. Like, I'm trying to be fucking real. I'm trying to be a real ass woman who shits and bleeds and swears and has milk coming out of her tits, like, who is currently wearing this t-shirt that for some reason I love so much and has got paint stains all over it, holes everywhere. I've had for so many years, like, I'm just trying to be real. I'm trying to be a woman who is emotional and hurt and angry and not spiritually bypass my humanness for the sake of perfection or being enlightened or conscious or superior. Like, and I guess this is like the humility piece too. Like, I'm okay with being wrong. Oh, it sucks, and ugh, it does not feel good in my body. And if I could choose to be right all the time, like, obviously that feels way better. And I'm okay with being wrong because I know how to apologize now. Like, fully, truly, really deeply, honestly apologize. And, like, change my actions after an apology, you know? Like, because I know how to do that, and I trust myself to do that. I know how to own my shit. And I do. And maybe sometimes it takes me a little bit longer than I'd like. And that's part of it too. Like, that's the messiness. So, I'm trying to be real. And being real with y'all, I'm petty when I'm angry. And it feels good to be snarky. And I obviously, like, stay rooted in my soul. And I know that it's just my hurt talking. But it's a wild ride, y'all. It is a wild ride. And, like, yeah, the karmic lessons wrapped up in this experience, which, like, I thought last year when I went through this really beautiful and hard and awkward and uncomfortable and painful mending with a friend, like, I thought that was the karmic lesson, and now this is like another layer of the same lesson. I just get to be on a different side. So yeah, I don't know, it's wild, it's a shit show over here right now, and I can claim that and own that and acknowledge that and be in it and be with it. But yeah, I'm grateful to have this space to pour into. And I hope that, you know, this is a conversation that can be had more. How do we break up with friends? You know? Like, what is actually the quote unquote right way? There's no right way. There's no right way. There's no right time. It's never going to be pleasurable, you know? People get hurt. We sometimes can't control that, but yeah, I hope to start this conversation and keep it going because it is needed. Like, how do we actually navigate conflict with sisters? In conflict, be in conflict, like actually sit at the table, looking eye to eye, feeling and sharing our hurt and our pain, and you know, not just showing up in the way I used to, as like, okay, I'm going to go to my room, I'm going to feel my feelings, and I'm going to come back when I can only be rooted in love and compassion. Like, how invalidating of my own pain was that? You know, and of course that's something like I learned in childhood. Go to your room, come out when you have a smile on your face. And like, I used to think that that was the healthy way to do it because that protected me from never having to apologize, from never having to say, I am sorry, I was wrong, from never having to be humbled because I was perfect, quote unquote, perfect. I did it all right. If I go to my room and feel my feelings, then there is... And come back when, you know, that emotional wave is gone. I'm not saying this is like something you should never do. Oh, this is absolutely like it was necessary for my own growth because I went from like harmful ass violent communication to that. And it's always the pendulum swing, right? We go from one extreme to the other until we can find a center. I really feel myself in that center right now where I can express my feelings and my pain and my hurt. I can own like, hey, yeah, that actually came from a wounded place. I didn't mean to say it like that. I'm sorry. Or like, oh, I really hear that I was, you know, being forceful or pushing you with that. And I'm sorry, that's not how I want to be. This is how I actually want to navigate this. You know, I can be in that now, but also not like hide my emotions away because they deserve to be seen. So without going into like a whole other podcast episode, yeah, that is like, that's some conversations that are going to be had. And this is like, again, another deeper layer, deeper ring of the spiral initiation into the work that I'm doing in Holy Body. Or I should say the work that we're doing in Holy Body, because it's not just me. But the container that I've offered is, it's to support you in doing this work. Right? It's nervous system awareness, building resilience and capacity for discomfort and pain, conflict, learning how to express, softening into self-expression, real, raw, honest communication, owning your voice. Right? And then going deep into the womb, like, how do you want to express your pain? How do you want to live in relationship with your body, like, with women? And then, of course, we go into the upswing, play with pleasure and devotion. But like, I don't know. For me, I just love. I'm like rewriting week two, which I'm so stoked on. I'm so stoked on. Oh, I'm so excited for this refinement process. So I'm rewriting the whole week two. And I'm so excited for, yeah, how this is growing and evolving and changing. And like, yeah, the lessons that I've been learning the past couple of months have been initiations for me to deepen my own experiences of this work, my own way that I live and embody this work, and then, of course, the way that I teach and share this work. So, yeah, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I will be launching probably on January 22nd. I initially was going to launch on January 13th on the full moon. And I might. Who knows? but I want to give myself enough time to like really sink into like being at home, building back my rhythm of working hours and time for myself and processing, you know, everything that I'm in right now. And yeah, and the like new, like I'll be recording all new videos, changing some of the practices. So yeah, I just want to make sure that I have enough time so I don't feel like I'm rushing. So yeah, I feel like I will be launching. It's my intention to launch on January 22nd. So if you want to join the wait list, I will put it in the links below or in the show notes. 'Cause yeah, oh, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be so fun. I'm so excited to launch again. Like it's just like, oh, I have so many ideas for how I want to offer Holy Body again, and like the people, the women on my wait list will get an early bird rate and free gifts for the first few women to sign up, sneak peeks at like the new content and what's changed, the upgrades. Yeah, and I'm just really stoked. I'm stoked to also teach everything that I've learned in the past few months, because that's like, that lights me up so much. It really lights me up so much. So, yeah. Okay, now I really am complete. Thank you so much for listening and just being here with me and receiving me. And yeah, maybe you resonate and you've had a similar experience. Maybe you've been the friend to cut off another friend, to cause the heartbreak. And it's okay. You know, like we're not perfect at all, nor are we close. And if you're still trying to be perfect, like, girl, soften into your messiness. Let your hair down. Bleed all over the place. Squirt your breast milk in someone's face. I don't know. I did that to Florian once and it was hilarious and felt really good to do. You know, but be messy and be humble. Be open and willing to learn and apologize and own your shit. Yeah. And if you have experienced the other side, where you've been betrayed, your trust has been betrayed, you're regretting all of the times that you've opened up to someone, you wish you could go back and take those memories away from them and from you, just know that I see you in that and I feel you. Above all else, I feel you. And it sucks. Yeah, it really sucks. So, thank you. And yeah, I look forward to pouring more of me into this space for you soon. Bye-bye.